Chapter 37. It was hard for both of us, while dealing with all that, to focus on the million and one details of planning a royal wedding. Strangely, the palace had trouble focusing too. We wanted to get married quickly. Why give the papers and paps time to do their worst? But the palace couldn't seem to pick a date or a venue. While waiting for a decree from on high, from the nebulous upper regions of the royal decision-making apparatus, we went off on a traditional engagement tour. England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. We travelled up and down and all over the UK, introducing Meg to the public. Crowds went wild for her. "Meg, Diana would have loved you," I heard women scream this again and again. A total departure from the tone and tenor of the tabloids, and also a reminder, the British press wasn't reality. On our return from that trip, I rang Willie, sounded him out, asked his thoughts about where we might get married. I told him we were thinking of Westminster Abbey. "No good. We did it there." "Right, right. St. Paul's? $2,000, plus Pa and Mummy did it there." "Yes. Good point." He suggested Tetbury. I snorted. "Tetbury? The chapel near Highgrove? Seriously, Willie? How many does that place seat? Isn't that what you said you wanted? A small, quiet wedding? In fact, we wanted to elope. Barefoot in Botswana, with maybe a friend officiating. That was our dream. But we were expected to share this moment with other people. It wasn't up to us.